Fairbanks' winter tourism will take a major hit as a result of Japan Airlines' financial woes. Fairbanks Convention and Visitor Bureau Tourism Director Colin Lawrence says the struggling Japanese carrier is cutting back on winter flights to Fairbanks.
Currently, we're looking at 9 total round-trip groups coming as opposed to 18 last year, so pretty much cut in half.
Lawrence says the economic downturn and swine flu concerns are also playing a role in a general decline in Japanese travel. The 50% reduction in direct JAL flights equates to about 2,000 fewer Japanese tourists coming to Fairbanks this winter. China Hot Springs Resort is a popular destination for Japanese tourists, and Assistant General Manager Jenny Kirsch says they're trying to find ways around the lost JAL flights.
Our Japanese agents are actually working with Northwest Airlines and other carriers to bring in more people. So we aren't sure how that's worked yet. They're still in the selling process, but we're hoping that that will bring more people.
The VCVB's Lawrence says some visitors will take less direct flights through Seattle and Anchorage. He says the dramatic reduction in flights wasn't expected given the airline's success in the Fairbanks market in recent years. Lawrence says Fairbanks isn't giving up on the relationship with JAL. It's spent years developing as a key part of Fairbanks' winter tourism marketing. Current JAL partner American Airlines and a rival, Delta, have been making competing offers to bail out the Asian carrier.